Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop loving you just because it's Tuesday. It will continue, as good love does, the fact that people who care about other people have the ability to carry it through. That's how you, it's the friendship thing. A friend is a friend till the end. So let us all break bread together, hold our hands, and contact the living, shall we?
I like it.
November 14th is upon us. Almost nothing need be said. Here we are making our living talking about things. But the best approach when it comes to fixing some of the things that need to be fixed is not necessarily conversation. When you have eyes, you can look into those eyes. There's a song, there's a Guess Who does These Eyes. And something about eyes, the eyes have it. You remember that expression? They do, and they should, and sometimes they save a lot of stuff. I thought it was interesting. What made me think about that is there was an operation in New York that actually transplanted a whole eye, and it's sort of... I think it's the first time this has been done like this. You're going to have eye replacement, sometimes eyeballs. Mm-hmm. But there was a frontier that hadn't been crossed yet of medical possibilities. And so these people put together and executed the first whole eye transplant. Fellow who had the operation, a fellow named Aaron James, he has not regained his sight yet. He was blind. The surgical achievement is being praised for ushering in a new kind of ocular development, mm-hmm. The eyes. And so think about your eyes, how precious those eyes of your that you have and family have, everybody around you. We take them for granted often, don't take good care of them,
yeah.
And thus they become weaker, and you become more frustrated because you can't really see as well. So what is the old expression, see the forest for the trees?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, and things happen with age, too, but normally when people are donors and something happens to them and
yeah.
Their organs and everything are donated, their eyes are donated, too, but it's only the cornea that has ever
yeah.
really been
right.
used.
The
and the fact that they're,
the
yeah, the entire fingers, eyeball, right. This is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so let's have a round of applause for that and move into some other items of interest and importance for this Tuesday, 11-14-23. Thought it was interesting after the blowback that has surrounded Clarence Thomas, who may be one of the worst, certainly in modern times, worst member of the Supreme Court in any number of considerations, and has nothing to do. Why should I apologize for what I'm thinking? You're a bigot. And no, this guy is a boob and doesn't belong on the Supreme Court. Anyway, so there are all kinds of questions about the travel, about the gifts, about the things that he has been getting after an investigation yielded that he had millions of dollars of things that were given to him by a very wealthy friend, and he never reported it. I guess maybe that's the infraction here. He hasn't reported them, and if you don't report stuff like this, it's because you don't think it'll pass muster. Huh? But he thinks he's silly or not smart enough to know that everybody's watching. He's a Supreme Court justice, for heaven's sakes. And he makes what could be considered by some bad decisions. So he makes himself a target, which also means he either doesn't care, or he's not very smart, or maybe a little of both.
Or he thinks he's untouchable.
Maybe a little of that as well. Thank you. Yep. So the Supreme Court has had a 234-year history of, until modern times, sort of being above reproach. But this travel and all the things that he's accepted, it's just questionable. And so the court yesterday released a statement that basically said that there wasn't much new here. It's just an enforcement code to make sure that all nine of the current members of the court recuse themselves from any cases if they have a personal bias or prejudice. Actually, what this does is nothing. It doesn't really change. It just emphasizes what already was on the books, if you will. It doesn't hold Clarence Thomas any more accountable than public visage has. And so what's the big deal? The big deal is, once again, looking at someone. And, you know, it's become, again, a political thing. The guy who's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Richard Durbin, who's a senator from Illinois, said he thought this was a step in the right direction. But then when you have some legal scholars look at it, it doesn't do it. I guess it pushes the focus, and maybe that's the right direction. But anybody who says, for the first time, the Supreme Court has a conduct, that's BS.
But why would they even want to use that verbiage? Why?
Yeah.
Why is it considered a good thing? For the first time ever,
there's no enforcement.
Why was there not already a code of conduct?
Yeah, right. There's no enforcement mechanism here. So it's just a bunch of hooey. The whole thing is a bunch of hooey, but it does bring you, or brings all of us, people who think, oh, he's fabulous, this is just the liberals trying to get at him. No, it's not. It's him tripping over his own junk. That's kind of what it is. And tighter ethics. Everybody that serves the public should have a code of conduct. This is Doug Steffen speaking. And so when you look at these guys over the years, the things that they've done to aggrandize themselves, that's what the opportunity to be a congressperson now does. It gives you a lot of ways to make a lot of money, either during or after your time in Congress. It's become very corrupt. The government itself is corrupt. Thus we see all of the things around us that seem to cause us to raise those eyebrows. There we are with the eyes again. It's going to make a difference in Clarence Thomas. He thinks, again, he's above reproach, so why should I change my stripes? So that's my feeling on that. What's your feeling? Help yourself to our social media. All of it is connected to you by the handle at Good Day Networks. I'm sure that Jay will post something, as she always does, that will give you a chance to maybe focus in on this specifically or other things that are a part of what's going on. For example, the government, today's the 14th, right? Is tomorrow the deadline for a government shutdown? I think it was 45 days after the 1st of October, right? And today is the 14th, so that means tomorrow, the Speaker of the House, Mr. Speaker!
I believe it is Friday if they cannot agree on a plan.
Is it Friday? That's more than 45 days, but okay. Yeah. So it's Friday, and how close the new Speaker of the House, Mr. Johnson, already has. I think there's eight of the people that are on the far right. I mean, this is Attila the Hun territory. And so they don't want to, they don't want to give. They're tough. Let's get them. What does that mean you're going to get? Who are you going to get? And anyway, so does he win? Does he lose? Well, time will tell. We got a short amount of time. The country, you know, you talk about Clarence Thomas, you talk about these people. Have we gotten to a point where we are unmanageable? Are we unrulable? Are we? I think there are history. The history books will teach us that there have been many times during the course of our engagement that we've had a lot of problems, but they didn't have the scrutiny of a bad news media, which doesn't scrutinize the right stuff, in my humble opinion, or social media, which makes a mess pretty much out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything and everything. The example of that probably is not better served than what's going on in the Middle East with the whole. It's just, what is Netanyahu really doing? What are the Palestinians really experiencing? What needs to be done to make the Middle East safe and, again, manageable? Here's another. There are more examples, but I'm looking at the third strikes on some of these groups that are connected to Iran that actually attacked American soldiers over the weekend. So the Air Force sent in strike aircraft. They hit a weapons storage facility and a command center. Where these people, this is in Syria. So not only do we have a problem right in the immediate area of Gaza and Israel and Palestine, but also into Syria. There's such hatred. These people hate each other because they're a different religion. Think about how ridiculous that is. All these people are dying over the course of history. My religion's better than yours. The Queen of Spain sent Columbus to the New World to convert people to Catholicism. And if they didn't convert, they got killed. So, and you can go back further than that, and you can fast forward and look at any number of things that have happened because people don't agree on where God is, who God is, what happens in the afterlife. So all these people from Hamas are told, yeah, this is great. And the Hamas soldiers are killing Palestinians, basically making martyrs out of them, so they think. We'll kill all these guys, blame it on the Israelis, and they're going to find a better spot to go to anyway. Who thinks like that? Well, these people think like that. And so that's why we have a conflict, and wow. Welcome to Tuesday, boys and girls. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit StraightTalk.com.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-Ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time, you just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-Ins are rugged and long-lasting with all kinds of choices and features, like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Ah.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, good day time, social media time, celebrity news time, trending items, for example, Pink, for whom I have great admiration, has a new friend. And so the new friend is not my grandson has a new friend. Name is Rowan. Pictures of this nice red-haired poodle as he grows up in my, you can see that in my Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStephan. That's not what's going on with Pink. And because it's identified as a four-legged friend, it's obviously not a pink Cadillac. So what is she sharing pictures of, and what's new in her life? Aren't you excited? Don't you want to know? Inquiring minds want to know, so we'll tell you about whom she is quite smitten in a matter of moments here.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
She puts on quite a show, this lady, known as Pink. She got an interesting family. She has, over her years of being public, made it known that she loves animals. And so she has a new baby goat. There are a lot of pictures of her cuddling this baby goat, right?
Yeah, and I think she was doing a photo shoot. In the picture, she's by a table with... I'm sorry?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. She said, give me a goat, please.
Oh, yeah. She's by a table with a bunch of makeup on it, like on the table, holding the goat. So not sure if that was somebody else's fur baby that they just had brought with them, or if this is going to be some photo shoot where she's with a goat or maybe a couple goats or something is yet to be seen. But she's like, I know what I want for Christmas and Hanukkah. It's a baby goat. Please, somebody make it happen for me.
So, isn't she somebody, she's done a lot of work publicly promoting rescue. She has a hashtag, Adopt Don't Shop. This is an encouragement to consider rescuing versus purchasing a pet, which is an excellent, they're all over the country, these places. And you can, it's not just dogs, there are a lot of different animals that you can rescue. I have an animal sanctuary on my farm to save cows. And then there's that place out in California, a couple of other places, the Gentle Cow, where they save pigs and goats. And as a matter of fact, that's probably where she should go, whether she knows about it or not. Remember when she posed nude for PETA ad?
Yes, yeah.
She said, I'd rather go naked than wear fur. So, anyway, a lot of people or celebrities they consciously promote these things, but I don't think anybody's quite as active as Pink in the realm of the animal kingdom. She wants to save them all. So let's see if she gets a goat. For all I want for Christmas is a little goat. A little goat. A little goat. All right? See if Pink
See, they're
gets,
cute.
I wish. Yeah, goats are fun, and they're gentle, and they like people. It's cool. All right, there we have. That is food for thought for sure. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. It doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are continuing to hunt for Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The White House says an American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were murdered by Hamas is among the 200 still being held. President Biden is scheduled to have a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco this week. The two leaders will meet tomorrow during the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Xi is scheduled to address prominent American business executives. This visit marks Xi's first trip to the United States since 2017, when he visited President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the High Court. Lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for a while. Lance Pry, USA News.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
These eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Bum, bum.
The heavens are near.
Lead singer's name is Burton Cummings. As the Guess Who, with a sort of reminder, tribute, another mention of what's going on, this new connection of an eyeball to the brain. All of the eyeball has been transplanted. And it sort of reminded me, I was thinking through, of one of the subplots to the movie that Paul Giamatti is in now, called The Holdover. It's his eye. They put something in his eye to make it look like he had a fake eye. And that becomes part of it. And you think about what we take for granted. And maybe that's why I'm talking about it. If you didn't hear the last half hour, you can catch it in our Good Day download, because the Good Day podcast every day has the highlights of what Jay and I are talking about. And so yesterday we were talking about Christmas music and when it's too early for Christmas and yada, yada.
And the answer is never.
Yes, right. There it is. You heard it first here. Go to gooddayshow.com for the Good Day Show download. Anyway, so talking about eyes and this operation, and then that song came into my mind, and then I was thinking about the connection of all of our senses and how it is that we learn. Some of the things we just, like life, we take it for granted until you don't have it. I had my eyes operated on last January to put in new, not corneas, but I guess, yeah, whatever they put in. They took out the old ones, and they didn't work, and they put in new ones. And so now I can see without glasses, which is fabulous for me because I was always losing them, breaking them.
Mm. it was kind of like a different version of LASIK, right?
It's a corneal implant. So it usually happens how they tie it together with getting cataract surgery, take the stuff out and they put this new thing in, and it does. I'm getting a pair of glasses for night vision because I don't see well at night still. When he tested me, my daughter calls him Dr. McDreamy. He's a very good-looking guy. He has an office in Los Angeles, and I went in to see him last Saturday, and he said, yeah, your eyes are perfect, 20/20 and then some. I haven't been able to see that clearly for 40 years. So, yeah, whatever it is that you need to do to protect your eyes, that's one of the things. My God, without hearing, it's very tough. Without being able to taste things, it's very tough. Without being able to taste, well, all of the senses, but of them, I think seeing, wouldn't we all admit that having good eyesight or having the ability to see things, isn't that the best and the strongest and the most important of all your senses?
Yeah, I think definitely seeing and hearing, but also people who have those senses and then lose them, I believe, have a tougher time than anybody who was born without eyesight or being able to hear. It's you don't really know any differently, and I think that you're able to adapt and learn from a younger age.
So, just thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, No, you. I think I was, when you put the senses together, seeing and hearing, I'm such a music nerd, if you will, and maybe it's because of my training as a disc jockey for about 10 years when I was much younger before I started doing talk on the radio, listening to music. And so now when I'm going on a trip somewhere, like going up to Vermont over the weekend to pick up a load of cows, and it was a 3-4 hour ride up and a 3-4 hour ride back, and I had my darling Daisy with me, and I had music, and I'm listening across the spectrum to all different kinds of music going down the road, but it all made me happy. And so I didn't get to the Christmas track yet, but that's but it's there. And so when you, and maybe there's not another kind of music that you that makes that, that combines the two senses. Now hear me out on this for a second. So you have Christmas music, and with it you can relate to what you've seen as a child, right? You visualize the first Christmas tree you remember. You visualize the snow if you have it, mm-hmm. the lights. You visualize your first experiences, maybe your first gift. So it's magical. It really is, and that's how to look about these. And maybe even Thanksgiving, when everybody gets together, if it's a good time. I'm looking forward to next week going to Napa Valley, because my son and his wife have invited me to come spend Thanksgiving with them and her family. And I just think it'll be a nice check-in. I actually have never really been there, spent any time there. So anyway, that's that sort of thing. Let's go back. We were talking also in the last half hour very briefly about averting a shutdown, because the House of Representatives this week before Friday has to come up with a, excuse me, I turned my heating pad off here for a second. I have a bad back.
I'm yeah, no, that heat.
Yeah. The heat, cold,
it's
all
like
of it.
It's like the heat, you need it, but then at the same time it can get a little bit too much.
Yeah, it's a little bit warm on your old tush. So I took the time here. I saw the headline. I'm looking at this. What's the deal? And I'm more interested in having a deal or just getting a deal. Make sure that things don't fall apart, because I don't think it's productive, even though there are some members, a few members of Congress, think, shut the government down. I used to think that myself, frankly, but it creates such chaos and costs so much money, it doesn't really fix anything. These people have got to fix, not just kick the can down the road. But in looking this plan over, it looks like the new Speaker of the House, Mr. Johnson, give him some, he's got certain philosophies that turn people off, and I'm not sure that I believe, but so what? Okay, so you don't agree with him. Does he seem to know how to put a coalition together? Yeah, it looks like he has come up with a plan to avert the shutdown, and the Democrats like it. So all he needs, I don't think this is a two-thirds vote. I think this is a majority vote. And so if he's got most of the Republicans and he's got most of the Democrats, so that should fix the problem. So I guess what I'm suggesting is that we not necessarily relax, but let's not let the news media get us into a place where we're all worried. Oh, my God, what's going to happen if the government shuts down? And there'll be all kinds of news stories, kind of like the overkill, if you'll pardon the pun, of the stories coming out of the Middle East and what bad guys the Israelis are, because they're victimizing the Palestinians and they go to the hospital and all this stuff. Meanwhile, underneath all the hospitals are these places where these cowardly, no-good SOBs hide because they figure nobody's going to blow up a hospital. Well, the only people who blow up hospitals are them. They blew up the last hospital, not on purpose, but they still, because of their inefficiency, their naivete or whatever, they shot the missile up and it went into a hospital. So don't talk to me about how bad the Israelis are or what a bunch of bloodthirsty curs they are. Let's deal with the reality of who Hamas is and what's going on and what they're doing to their own people. Anyway, I'm digressing.
No, but I think multiple things can be true at once. Everything you said is true and accurate. And then we also need to discuss the innocent civilians that are dying.
Yeah.
These are dying.
Yep.
People are just dying that should not be dying.
Agreed. Yep. There's no, war is hell, and nothing ever good, with the exception of World War II, I guess. You can go back over the histories in the modern era. Maybe the Revolutionary War in America can argue that that was good because it gave us our freedom from the Brits. So sometimes, I guess, because of the human condition, war is a necessary evil. All right, so the next thing that's necessary is to avert a shutdown, and it looks like there may, even though some of the real right-wingers don't like this, that's, it's called consensus. Okay, you guys want to go off in the corner, suck your thumb, help yourself. But in the meantime, let's get the job done. All right, everybody in on that? Raise your hands. There'll be a test on this later. Woo-hoo! This pond in Hawaii, did you see this glowing bright pink? I probably should have tied this together with a story about pink. This is on Maui, where apparently there's nobody who can recollect this ever having happened before. The crystal blue water, the water in Hawaii. If you've never been to Hawaii, please go and experience one of the most, if not the most beautiful place that I've ever experienced on the planet. Anyway, so this pond isn't pink, but yet it is, kind of. This is central Maui. It's called the Kalia Pond. It's taken on a bright pink hue. It looks like Pepto-Bismol. but pretty. Drink soothing Pepto-Bismol and feel good again. I wonder if that happens if you drink this. The water there looks like Pepto. Anyway, so it's been going on for a couple of weeks, right? A lot of people are going over there. They heard the water. It's near a place called Sugar Beach. This is a freshwater pond. And so people are running over there to see it, picture it. You can go online and look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been spread around on Instagram. So, it's a different way, I guess, of experiencing sunset, right? There's nothing better than sitting in a restaurant on the beach in Hawaii with somebody that you care about and look at that sunlight, sunset.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Beautiful colors. And in the PQ, right. it's a temporary situation. I guess there is like a halo bacteria or whatever that's all in there.
Some kind of bacteria.
But this reminds me a lot of the different areas that have the water that glows with the bioluminescence in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People would make, you know, they put this stuff. Remember, it used to be, and I don't know if they do it in Chicago still, but on St. Patrick's Day, they turn the rivers green. They throw something into the rivers. I think the environmentalists have stopped that because it was something wrong with it environmentally. But for years and years and years, as a matter of fact, there's a movie that Sylvester Stallone and Dolly Parton are in. Do I remember that? Dolly Parton's walking across the bridge. And what movie is that? I can now see it. The green water is beneath her. What's the name of that movie?
Rhinestone?
Anyway, yeah. I think it is right. Yeah, I think you're right. Good for you.
Yay.
Yay. Anyway, so they've taken samples of this water to the Hawaiian Department of Health to analyze it. And I'm sure they're going to find something in there. Look out! The fish are going to... people shouldn't... drink or swim in it, you know, something like that. But for the time being...
Yeah, let's just admire it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Let's just admire it. All right. Speaking of the water, here's the story of this fellow who survived a crocodile attack by biting the crocodile. This guy's got a lot of balls.
One way to do
it. That's one way to do it. He went toe-to-toe with a croc, and that's not a croc. Da da bum boom.
Da 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 da.
Right. He was doing some outside activity, fencing. He stopped by a lake. He saw a fish acting oddly, and then he found out it wasn't a fish. So
his skin's so thick. How did he even bite it?
That's right. Exactly. He managed to bite the crocodile in a way made him. The crocodile released him, so he's alive today because he bit back. It's 48 after the hour.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. Actually, you don't even have to touch them. With Skechers slip-ins, they just step in and go. Plus, they're so easy, they could be the first shoes your kids can put on by themselves. And Skechers slip-ins are great for older kids, too. They're quick, easy, and fun. The secret is a unique comfort pillow in the heel that helps your child's foot slide securely into place and cradle it in comfort. Plus, they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable, so you can keep them looking newer longer. Get Skechers Slip-ins, the where-have-you-been-all-my-life shoes, for your kids or for mom and dad today. Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma. Drink some Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can't name in the song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
November 14th, it's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We have food, farm, and family time, as usual, every day at this time. We have a celebration of great things going on in the food department. And so, actually, a couple of things to celebrate today. It's National Pickle Day. It's National Spicy Guacamole Day. Is it?
Yeah.
I always say guacamole like it was a Glock gun. It's guac. Right? Guacamole.
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 AKA.
The green. It's a green goo. Anybody ever make a cake out of guacamole? Is there such a thing as guacamole cake?
I feel like, I'm not sure guacamole cake, but I'm sure there's avocado cake because you can use the avocado itself to thicken things up. Yeah, well, not only for toast, but you can make it with, what is it, sometimes people do ice cream with avocado or make like these popsicle, like fudge popsicle things.
Yeah, a lot of people ruin things like guacamole by adding jalapeno to it, and then you have to go to the fire department and have them put your tongue, either that,
you cut
your tongue off.
Better.
Anyway, so actually guacamole's been around for quite a long time, it turns out, down in Mexico, which is where you would expect, right? Central America, the Aztecs, the Mayans, they made this stuff. It was considered haute. Isn't that H-A-U-T, haute cuisine, right? Isn't that what it is? It's kind of up, it's for the upper end of the spectrum, shall
it's
we
fancy.
Say. Yeah, very fancy. So anyway, it goes back to the 1490s. Apparently Columbus, when he came to America, dropped off some spices. You know how long curcumin has been around and the oak? That's one of the great things to take. You should supplement. By the way, I'm off on a... Well, they add it to guacamole sometimes. It makes it taste good. But I take a curcumin or turmeric, same thing, every day because it's good to fight off a lot of different things, including cancer cells. So, all right, so that's that. National Pickle Day is another item that's thousands and thousands of years old. The preservation of pickles is what today is all about. A lot of foods can be pickled. There are pickles, and then there's the pickling method, right? The cucumber, the small little cucumber, you cut it up, cucumbers, right? You do the same thing with cooked beets. They get pickled. Onions get pickled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Anyway, and again, this is a Columbus thing. Columbus brought pickles, apparently, with his guacamole. I don't know. Do you eat kosher dill pickles? Do you like them?
I will eat them. I am more prefer the garlic pickles. I really like the garlic pickles. Sometimes when there's a spicy garlic pickle, oh, yes. But I cannot get down with the bread and butter.
I like sweet dill pickles. Sometimes vinegar dill pickles are good. It's a cultural thing, probably. Whatever you've been brought up to like. It's, as I say, the kosher dill pickle is very big with the Jews back in the forever long ago. Yeah, they had ways of, they would use these brine mixtures not only to pickle fruits and stuff, but meats also got pickled because that's the only thing. They didn't have a refrigerator or anything like that, salt and pickles. So, enjoy a good pickle today. And what do you suppose the expression, I'm in a pickle, came from, right? You're in a jam.
You're in a jam come from, too. Why is food used as being in trouble?
All right, Kevin Bacon has seen himself, and he didn't much like what he saw. Well, anyway, there's a missing pig, and the clever owner named the pig Kevin Bacon. Get it? See what they did there? Apparently the pig has escaped. They found it. Kevin Bacon, the human, used his social media to alert people in Pennsylvania of the missing pig.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lady who's in Cumberland Township, her name is Chelsea Rumbaugh, who owned Kevin Bacon the pig, brought the pig home last month. So Kevin Bacon ran away. Again, got under the fence and just headed for the hills. So anyway, her
vacation.
Facebook page called Bring Kevin Bacon Home. A lot of different locations. I had a cow that got out once, and that was took me all summer to get the cow. It's the same sort of thing. Kind of cute. So Kevin Bacon helped to rescue Kevin Bacon. That's a good story, right? It's a bedtime story for... that's actually a good bedtime story for grandchildren, right? All right, so a good ending to that story. 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.